Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with the College of Nursing Dean Shakira Henderson. She is also the System Chief Nurse Executive for UF Health, and it's right here at the University of Florida. She's been gracing our presence for over a year now and has made significant improvements to the College of Nursing. So please tell us a little bit more exactly what entails a degree in nursing.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Sue, for having me. I'm so excited to be able to be here. At the College of Nursing, we have a long history of providing nursing education. What most folks probably don't know, there's several levels of education in nursing. So we do have an undergraduate degree, and we have multiple pathways in order to get there. We have the traditional Bachelor's of Science for Nursing. Those are for folks who are coming in to get an initial undergraduate degree. We also have an RN to BSN online for those who have their RN license, but they don't have an undergraduate degree. And one of the degrees that's near and dear to my heart is what we call our accelerated BSN degree, which is for people who already are in a second career, already have another undergraduate degree, but they're interested in the lovely career of nursing. And that was actually my path into nursing. We also have our graduate programs, which is the Doctor of Nursing Practice, which is the nurse practitioner level at the doctoral level. And we have a research-focused PhD program as well. So we have a lot of degrees to be able to really service and support healthcare when it comes to the nursing arena.
And I've heard there's a shortage of nurses. Is this correct?
Oh, my goodness. So it's funny you say that, Sue, because we are actually facing one of the biggest shortages of nursing in our actual history. Particularly in Florida, we anticipate by 2030, there will be about 59,000 to 60,000 nurses in need that we will be short based on our projection. So we absolutely need more nurses, not just to take care of the state of Florida, but to take care of the nation as a whole. So we're excited to be able to be part of the solution.
So is it difficult to get into the nursing program?
Well, you know, Sue, it is a
I would
a
think
very,
it would be, yeah, because that's probably why there's a shortage.
Yes. Part, you know, there's so many factors that go into play. One of it is nursing is an art and it's a science. So you do have to have some very strong science background, a very strong critical thinking background as well. But one of the reasons I would say there's a shortage in terms of getting into nursing, there are two major critical factors. One, we don't have enough faculty. In Florida, for example, we have a quota on the number of students we can actually put in a classroom. So unlike other undergraduate degrees, we can't have 200 people in an auditorium. We have to have at least less than 40. The other piece to that is when it comes to clinical practice, because in nursing, you have the ability to do hands-on. We are a clinical degree. We serve in healthcare. So it's really important that our students are practice ready. Part of their training is clinical. And with that, we only can have 8 students in the clinical group. So as you can imagine, that limits our ability to be able to expand. And keep in mind, the students have to do their clinical in the hospitals or in the community. There are only so many units in Florida and in Gainesville and Jacksonville that are available to us. So that limits us a little bit in terms of getting through. But we are really thinking about innovative ways to be able to expand that across Florida to help to meet some of the solutions in terms of the shortage.
So you said there's the basic education, but then the clinical applications. Is that to possibly specialize in cardiology or entomology? Not entomology in this case. I'm trying to think of the right word, but is that what they do? Or do you just try and give them a basic education and then they come back for a master's or something to kind of specialize?
I love that question. So our undergraduate degree is an entry level, so it's very general. So our nurses are trained to enter any field. Typically what happens is once they get into nursing, in their healthcare organization, they have the ability to specialize through nurse residencies or nurse fellowships into cardiology, OBGYN, ED. We give them the very basic entry education so that they can enter into healthcare or even into the community healthcare setting. So that's actually where we start, which is exciting because we need nurses across the different areas.
And to correct myself, it's not entomology, it's endocrinology, which is something I have an endocrinologist and a nurse practitioner who's been excellent in that field. Nurse practitioner is something quite different than a nurse. Is that correct?
That is correct. So it is a higher level nurse. This is at the graduate level. At the College of Nursing, we have the Doctor of Nursing Practice. So we have two entry levels. You can come in with from your undergraduate degree, your BSN. So you do a BSN to DNP, which at the end of it, you get your nurse practitioner certification to be able to do your nurse practitioner certification. We also have a master's. So for the nurses who finished their undergraduate, went on to do their master's, and they're thinking, my goodness, I really want to be a doctorally prepared nurse practitioner. They can come in and do their MSN, their master's from the MSN, Master's of Science in Nursing, to their Doctor of Nursing Practice. And the nurse practitioner allows you to be able to practice like an advanced provider, much like a PA to speak. But although I am biased, I think nurse practitioners, because of their nursing background and a lot of their clinical experience, probably have a little bit up on PAs, but they do work in conjunction and collaboration with them under the supervision and support of a physician.
So you have classes that come in every year. So it takes how many years to, I guess it depends on the degree you're seeking. Is that correct?
Yes, it depends on the degree that you're seeking. We're actually, for our undergraduate programs, we have 2 and 1 year programs. For our DNP, we have 2 to 3 year programs. So it depends on where you come in. And we also tailor it as well, because at the graduate level, for example, you are probably working in your field, and we have the ability to be able to tailor the program to meet your needs and also the pace that you need in order to graduate. So we have the ability to be flexible when it comes to the graduate level.
Well, it sounds like you're making your mark here on the College of Nursing and then also working with UF Health. You've been here for about a year. Where did you come from?
So I originally came from UNC, so none of the rivals in Florida. I hope that's a good thing as
it's
well.
It's good.
I hope that's a good thing. So at UNC, I also had a dual role and system role. I worked as the Assistant Vice Chancellor for Clinical Research, but I was also the System Vice President for Clinical Research of UNC Health. So one of the reasons I came here was, of course, the duality of the role, but the ability to be able to bridge academics and practice when it comes to nursing to build a model that no one in the U.S. have actually done before, where we have our nurses at UF Health working with our academic schools to make sure that we have the best practice-ready nurses on the planet. So that is actually the ultimate goal of why I'm here.
That's great. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about more about the College of Nursing and the Elevate 2029 initiative. So I think everyone, you'll be glued to your seats. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with the University of Florida Dean of the College of Nursing. She's also the System Chief Nurse Executive for UF Health. She's been here about a year, and she's making great strides in improving the college and coming up with some innovative ideas, including a new plan called Elevate 2029. And so we're excited to find out exactly what this entails and how the community will benefit from this project.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Sue, so much for having me. I am so excited to talk about Elevate 2029. This was really a huge collaborative effort among alumni, staff, faculty, partners, and some of our community partners. Our vision for the college is to really be a global catalyst for nursing excellence and transformative health innovation. And our goal is to ensure that we are providing the best practice-ready nurses that can serve the community and meet the needs of healthcare. So a little bit about Elevate 2029. One of the lovely things about UF College of Nursing is that we have a really cool strategic framework, and hopefully by the end of this, everybody will be saying it quite loudly. Essentially, we care, lead, and inspire boldly. And so our strategic framework is around these three pillars. We want to care for the people that we serve, and that includes the entire community, and making sure that we're providing the right education to meet the needs of the community. We want to lead. Everybody wants to be number one. We want to be the best nursing school when it comes to nursing education. We recognize that we have had a lot of traditional programs, but one of the things that we're looking at is non-traditional programs. I myself, I know many people make fun of me because I have 9 degrees. I will tell you this much, I am not going for any more degrees. But one of the things that's really exciting is that we are now entering a time in healthcare where AI is a huge deal. I would absolutely love to learn about AI, but I am not going to get a master's degree in AI. So at the College of Nursing, we're going to be offering some non-traditional offerings. For example, if you're interested in AI, but you're not interested in getting a certificate or degree, we want to be able to offer master classes. So you have the ability to learn as much as you would like. And if you like it, you can go on to get a certificate. And if you like it, you can go on to get a degree if you would like to be able to do that. So leading in ways that are innovative and different in terms of academia to be able to meet the needs of the nurses who already are in our profession and in the field is key under our lead pillar. Under our Inspire pillar, most folks probably don't know that nurses do research. In fact, we are the largest group of healthcare professionals, and I say this very dearly, we spend the most time with patients, which means we understand the needs of patients, and we love studying how we can really personalize care to meet those needs. And so at the College of Nursing, we're going to be laser focused on research areas that are really important to the patients that we serve. Things like pain, palliative care, and of course, how we can use AI to be able to maximize and optimize care. So that's a little bit, Sue, about Elevate 2029. We are here to care, lead, and inspire boldly.
Well, I have to say you had me at 9 degrees. I'm like, truly, you're qualified for this position. You mentioned AI, which I find is quite intriguing because sometimes I've read in the media some reports where AI has been an assistant with a diagnosis. They've like processed all the information from a certain patient's condition and then came up with something that everyone's like, oh, wow, is it that? Is this true?
Yes, this is absolutely true. And I'm gonna brag a little bit. I probably have the largest group of faculty who are qualified in nursing informatics and AI. And I'm gonna take a quote from one of them. I like to call her Dr. Raga. She said to me that AI will not replace nurses, but nurses who know how to use AI will replace other nurses, which I find very fascinating and probably very, very true. One of the nice things about AI is that we recognize that AI can actually analyze large groups of data that as a human being, we won't be able to do. So we anticipate that AI will be a great partner in nursing, allowing us to be able to analyze large amounts of data to be able to serve the patient. Here's a great example. Most of you probably know we do nursing handoff. At the beginning and end of every shift, your nurse that's coming on and your nurse that's leaving come together to discuss care. How amazing would it be if AI can be used to analyze the chart for the last 12 hours, the last day, the last 30 days in a succinct way that the nurses can actually have more and effective, better handoff? So these are some of the examples that I see where AI would support nursing in order for the nurse to be able to give the best care possible. I know when I was a NICU nurse, my goodness, within, you know, in our 15 to 30 minute handoff, there was no way that both nurses could look at 30 days of the history of a patient. But AI could help us analyze that, looking at trends and giving us succinct summaries. And what a tool it would be for your nurses to be able to understand trends within 15 minutes to be able to actually go and support the nurse right away after handoff. I am excited about what the future will hold.
And this will, of course, help the doctors as well, because the nurse can clearly communicate everything that's been going on or what's happened recently. And then, like you said, trends. If they see something was good here and then not good here, it helps to analyze.
Yes, it's one of the things I will say. I know there's a little bit of fear when it comes to AI. As you know, the quote from my faculty member said, I don't think AI can ever, you know, replace the human touch. The human touch is so critical to nursing care. But can it be a tool to support us to analyze data, to understand trends so that we don't miss anything? You know, we recognize that one of the third leading cause of death in healthcare is medical errors. AI can help us to be able to reduce that. And that's what excites me. It supports everybody, nurses, physicians, the entire care team.
So AI is part of the curriculum, is what you're saying.
Yes. So we are going to be doing some new and innovative offerings when it comes to AI. As I said, I'm excited because I have the largest group of nursing informatics and AI faculty in the U.S. So they are excited to be able to integrate AI throughout the curriculum. We're already doing it in small chunks in our clinical setting, in our research curriculum, as well as in some of our undergraduate. But we're going to be formalizing that, offering master classes, certificates, and other degrees. So stay tuned, because we're looking forward to making sure that we have some really impactful degrees and offerings for everybody. If you want to do a degree, you can. If you just want to get a master class to learn a little bit about what's coming, you can as well. So we're excited to be able to do that.
Sounds great. So do you have a fairly large student population right now?
Yes, we are. I like to say we're in the middle. We're about 1,200 students across undergraduate and graduate. We are poised, I will say, to potentially double or triple that, because one of our goals is to be able to support and help to solve the nursing shortage in Florida. One thing, as you said, I have the System Chief Nurse Executive title. We are hoping to be able to expand to our other hospitals. Right now, we are at Jacksonville and Gainesville, but we want to be able to expand to Central Florida as well as St. John's. So look forward to really bringing in more nurses and helping to support the nursing shortage in Florida.
So what is a good web address if people want to look up more about the College of Nursing?
nursing.ufl.edu.
That's what I thought it would be, but just wanted to make sure. But there's a lot of information on the website, which is where I found stuff. So Dean Henderson, thank you so much for being here. And could you come back sometime again and tell us a little bit more?
Absolutely.
Because we've got several more years till we hit 2029.
Exactly.
So we'll do a progress report. How about that? Without AI.
We'll
delighted
just do
it by real life people.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sue. So excited to be here, and thank you for the offer.
Thank you. That was University of Florida College of Nursing Dean Shakira Henderson on today's edition of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online to wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.